What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? I'm your boy, Quiet Jams. This is my boy, Ty So Fly, and we will shortly be joined by our other boy, Disciple Dashney. We are the Anime Brothers. Please like and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram, so all social medias. Let's see, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok. This is the fifth one. What's the other one?
Did you say Facebook yet?
I said Facebook first. YouTube?
Facebook, Instagram. I'm dead. Twitter.
There's a reason Dashney does this.
Yeah.
Anyways. Today's topic. All right. So you always want more whenever you like see a show and it ends, or if it like ends abruptly and the manga keeps going. So we're going to talk about sequels and maybe some prequels. But first, we definitely got to get into a little bit of Solo Leveling because things happened this week. Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So
this fight has heated up. This week is chapter, what is that, 159?
I think it was 159. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, man. What is it? We got
our
hero, the Shadow Monarch, Jinbu. We've got the opposition over here. We got the Plague Monarch, Frost Monarch, and the Beast Monarch.
Yep.
We got a trifecta of villains against our hero, and he is holding down.
Yep. First Shadow Warrior to break free was Beru. Is that how you pronounce his
name? Yeah, Beru.
Beru.
We don't know a pronunciation.
Huh?
We don't know a pronunciation, so it could be whatever you want it to be.
Ooh, let's go.
Yeah.
So he's probably by far the most hilarious Shadow Schultz soldier ever. Because like he breaks free and he goes, "My liege!" I'm just dying. I can't with him. He's like, "You're so great holding up against three other monarchs. You're the best. You're the greatest." And Jim was like, "Yo, we're in a battle."
Yeah, he's but you never cease to surprise me.
And then what?
Good.
Oh, and then like while he's doing all that, then I think it was the Plague Monarch. She like sent some of her like foot soldiers. And then, like, mid, like, cry, all of a sudden, Beru just goes, swipe, kills all those guys, and then he goes back to being, you know, sappy, dopey Beru.
He's like, Beru is, he's too strong. And I love how they were like, wait a minute, that's a commander level?
Yeah.
Like, he shouldn't be able to own a commander level. He's only a human.
Yeah, they were pissed.
Commander level broke out of the ice? That's ridiculous.
Frost Monarch was pissed, and then the Plague Monarch was pissed because she was like, Beru is an insect, and she supposedly has control over all insects and whatever. So she was just like, "You're my child, obey me." And he was like, "You're not my liege."
All right. He's like, "Man, F you." I recognize no other throne. A little bit of Game of Thrones right there, right?
Right.
Oh, you never watched it.
No, I've seen Game of Thrones. I just haven't seen the last season. No, it was the last episode. I can't remember. It was one of the two. Either the last season or the last episode.
You would know the difference. So probably I'm gonna go with the last season.
Probably right.
All right.
I've heard about it though.
You gonna wait for them to remake it? But anyways, man, these dudes. Like I'm trying to read it, but like, you know, we have the whole strip and we got Jimbo go bouncing back and forth. We got what, Beast Monarch bouncing back and forth.
Chasing,
I'm like, this is how we animate like on a still piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
Like things bouncing around. Oh man, this is crazy. Like I'm trying to keep up. I'm like, no, flip back.
See, yep.
That's what's happening. I was like, oh wow.
I do get pretty excited. What was the Beast Monarch? He was just like when I think Jinwoo grabbed his arm or something, and he was about to cut him.
Oh.
He was like, "Your puny human weapons won't hurt me." And then Jinwoo was like, "Oh, okay." And then his arm comes off. He was like, "What?"
hey, you think a metal dagger could cut me? He goes, well, if it was any other metal dagger, probably not. But this dude wasn't playing around, though, because like he literally took his arm and was just like, back on.
Yo, Jim Wu's face was like, oh, damn.
Yeah. You got cheat codes, huh? All right.
Wait till later.
Got you covered, dog.
Yep. And then, crap. Oh, so Beryl got, technically he got captured by the Plague Monarch. And then he makes out a random plea like, what are you all the Shadow Warriors doing? Help my liege.
Yeah. He's like, he needs help. What are you doing? Stop. It's not break time.
It's like, stop doing what you're doing. Wake up. And then what happens? The what commander level, the other commander level ones wake up.
Yo, the all of his strongest ones, like, you know, all the ones with names, basically.
Yeah, basically.
All the named ones comes out. It's like the Legion of Doom. We're ready for them to fight because they really haven't done anything. But they're right. Still shadow soldiers, so they don't really have much going on. But I'm really glad because they can take out the ice golems. They can take out the other insects. Uh-huh. And the Beast Monarch is just Beast by himself. I don't think he has
an he didn't bring any.
Yeah. He don't roll deep.
No, he don't need to. He's fine.
But I was like, oh, this is why we call them monarchs. I get it. They're literally like in control of a bunch of other armies. Like, oh, I got it. So that was a nice realization in this chapter. Mm-hmm. Who knew?
Yeah, I didn't know the other ones actually did control armies. So
yeah, but it doesn't matter because, you know, their armies are getting taken out by like 5-6 shadow soldiers. Mm-hmm. That is a hard word to say. Right. Shadow soldiers. There we go. Got it.
We could just shorten to SS.
That's I'm not doing that. Hey,
yep. What up? There's Disciple Dashni, even though the screen is black.
It could just be a zoom in. We don't know.
Yo, life and stuff is going wild. Yeah, that's
dirty. Right now. I just realized what you said.
Damn. Yeah, you straight up stupid.
I get that a lot.
Oh man, but
yeah, you work your technical difficulties out. We were just talking about the solo leveling, the chapter high ranking, chapter 159. the commanders. The monarchs and the commanders. Thank you.
Fire.
Breaking out of the ice.
I knew
breaking
you were
out of the ice.
Yeah, there. You were getting there.
I was like, we were literally just talking about this. So breaking out of the ice and being like, yes, we got this.
Fire.
Right, yo, it was sick.
Yo, yeah, my boy Beirut was hilarious when he came out the ice.
Told you.
my man came out, did some work, and then he was just like, yo, the Plague Monarch was kind of surprised that he was like repping Jimu.
Yep.
And then he's just like, like, Master, he's like, you held your own against the three extremely beasts. He's like, I've never ceased to amaze. And he was just like bowing to him, and Jimu was just like, alright.
Not this time. Not right now. No.
Yeah. So we had just gotten to the part where Beru yells at the other shadows, the other commander level shadows, for staying stuck in the ice, and then they just busted out like bosses.
He's like, "Hey, yo, what are y'all doing? I'm already out. Master needs help."
Right.
Exactly.
Help thy liege. You're gonna love his help. I love his style talk. Beru cracked me up.
Yo, you can see how freaking the Frost Monarch was getting shook.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, right?
Because he knows Jim wants him dead.
Yes. That's why he keeps sending everything at Jinmu. Didn't he, like, launch a snowstorm of ice or whatever at Jinmu? And Jinmu was just like, well, just, no, I can't touch you.
Right. My man sent ice shards after him.
Yeah.
None of that.
Yo, and then so do all the monarchs have their own weapon? Because that Beast Monarch pulled out that, what was it? I don't know if I
want to call it sword. He pulled out that sword, man. It was beast.
Yeah. It was kind of fire.
That was wild.
Yep. Yo, and then he cut my boy. I was actually kind of worried. Then I forgot. Right. I forgot that Jinmu sees everything gamified. So honestly, that was my fault.
Yeah. But hold on. Right before that, Jinwoo had a slight victory. Well, at least he thought he did. You know, he was blocked those ice shards. Then he sent his dagger. Threw it at the Frost Monarch's heart.
Right at his heart.
I was just like, oh wow. He was really gunning for your ass, man.
And he did it while the Frost Monarch was talking. So the Frost Monarch was talking trash and he just sent one right at his heart. Yo, that was real.
I do love that. He was like, nah, man, this is not Dragon Ball Z. You mean he's just gonna let you finish powering up and talking? No. Ice cold.
But I like how after he threw the shard, he was just like, okay, well. You know, a shot to the heart won't really do it these guys, not yet.
No, I was kind of sad too. I was like, oh, they don't die in the heart. They probably ain't got hearts.
I know. Jinwoo didn't. Not lethal, but like two very decisive blows and nothing actually came from it. So we don't really know how to take out a Monarch.
Take off the head.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's got to be next.
But then
the shadow soldiers are breaking free. So that's going to turn the tide.
Yeah,
because he was holding off their pincer attack.
Thank you. So then he'll be free to attack the Frost Monarch.
Yeah, I love how Beast Monarch was popping off. He's like, yo, you think you can just cut me down with just an ordinary blade? And he was he's like, no. He's like, if this was an ordinary blade, I wouldn't, but this ain't.
Nope. Let me slice that arm off real quick.
Exactly. Yep. And then granted, the Beast Monarch brought it back on, but whatever.
Yeah. He brought it back going like it was nothing to cut it off. He was distraught to find out that he could cut it off, but then he just put it back on like no biggie.
Right. You know what's next though, right? He's taking both arms.
I mean, you can't attach it if you're both off.
Exactly. So it's like, all right, we got a little bit of information from that because he could be cut and he can reattach it. But I mean, you need another arm to reattach, right? He doesn't just grow another one.
We got a lot of information, right? So we know the monarchs can regenerate.
Yep.
And we know the armies. Monarchs and they don't die from shots to the heart.
Yeah. Well, who knows? Maybe he didn't actually hit his heart.
That's also true. Could be in a different spot.
Yeah.
I love how the monarch stay talking shit. He was like, yo, it's over for you. You're right? Done. Jimmy was like, oh, he's like, that the wound's pretty deep. He's like, yo, this wound?
Yo, yeah, yeah.
This wound
is what wound you talk about?
Instantly healed.
Yeah. What was Mother his? What was his
cheat code?
Yeah. What was his cheat code called? I forget.
It's status recovery.
Yeah. Status thank you.
Recovery, yo.
Activate like, status recovery.
It's a wrap.
This wound, like, bro. Yo, I'm telling you, some of Jinwoo's one-liners. I can't. My boy is just.
I mean, that's not even a one-liner, but it's like, I forgot he could do that.
Yeah, but that but definitely I think he is only a one-liner, though, bro.
He only do it once a day, right?
Yeah, but, huh? Oh, his recovery?
One only time a day, I think.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
All right, sorry, go ahead.
But it actually doesn't even matter, right? Because even if he did cut and didn't have the status, Beru can heal.
Yes, that's a fact. Good call. So, yeah, Beru can heal, but, like, I'll literally think that, well, hey, he needs to be fighting because he's the strongest shadow soldier. But, like, I don't think he can status heal again. I think that's a one a day. Remember he was getting them from his quest? Like, he was doing his quest, and he get the heal. Yep. So, I don't know if he maybe, like, stacked and, like, saved them. That would have been cool. One,
he's not going to need it. Two, if anything becomes super serious, my man still has his potion.
Oh, crap. I forgot about the potions. Yo, that boy, I forgot he has so much stuff stacked up. It's like me playing my video game. I keep forgetting.
Oh, man. But yeah, after that, I'm ready for the next chapter.
And it's about to be fun, bro.
Did I hear it was delayed?
Again?
I wouldn't be surprised, but I think that someone was saying the counter was a little higher than it should be.
Let me check the counter real quick.
That's more than 7 days. All right, why are you checking that? I told you I was going to tell you about my Hero Academia reading.
Oh, yeah, right? Go ahead.
I don't know if I'm feeling manga, guys.
You suck.
I tried this. I tried on multiple occasions. I might have gotten to page three. Like, it's just, it's not as exciting as reading Solo Leveling. It's just not. I've done a bunch of manhwas, webtoons.
What part are you at in the manga? What are you talking about?
I'm at the I started at the beginning, right?
Oh, so like, that's too. Oh, don't go to the beginning.
I'm looking at like it's in black and white.
Yes.
I'm like,
well, yeah, like
that's manga.
Man, a lot of manga.
Here we are. I don't know, man.
Is that the school festival?
I can't tell where that
is. This is it says not are not born equal. This is like literally page 3.
Oh, like, bro! So like, first off, you're way too far back. You need to go where you.
What chapter are you? What chapter are you reading? What are you talking about?
I think he's reading chapter one.
I was just trying to get a feel for the style, and I'm like, man, what color is that?
First of all, why the hell are you on chapter one? When you've already watched past the seasons, like we literally gave you a game plan. We said watch what you can, either watch all season 5, and then find out the manga, and then read the manga from where it leaves off.
Definitely.
I was just trying to be diligent, you know. Sometimes the manga's different than the anime.
Bro, you never. No. This one's on par.
All right.
Wherever the anime is, you can find the equivalent chapter for the manga.
Yeah.
I do hear your issue because you're coming from manhwa, which is color. It's a little bit bigger. There's more to it.
It's downward scrolling. This is scroll from left to right, which is non-intuitive because I'm saying to myself, like, it's not swiping. What's going on? And I'm like,
that's because you're using Wiz. You can find a manga that scrolls up and down.
Okay.
You can find a different, platform. You can find a
different... Dumb it down for me, please.
This guy, something else, man.
Somebody color this thing in, man. This is like, I got color by numbers on my page right now, all right?
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm dead.
That might be something I need to do. Like, just have Esme color the pages.
so you can really read it, man. Yes. On another note, though, since My Hero Academia manga didn't kind of work out for you yet, I read a little bit of the 408 year old. Yeah.
Hey, wait. What chapter did you make it to?
I only read the first two.
Oh, dog, you got to get to chapter 7 was my favorite. Hooked.
Okay.
After 7.
All right.
Because you know, you hear what he's talking about, like, I'm going to beat you up tomorrow and all that stuff. That's chapter 7.
Okay. I just want to take it. I want that, you know, as you said, get a little taste, do my due diligence.
He's so a badass, though. That dude don't mess around, man. Like, he goes, so wait, at that point you're at, he goes to school and the dude tried to fight him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. So, quick question though: does it just end at 91, or is that just where it stopped that week you finished reading?
No.
I think it goes on.
It's on a break after 91. So,
it's
91. On. Yeah. You're all caught up at 91, but it's on break until October.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dang. Oh well, I'll still read it.
Yeah. I'm still gonna read. So, My Hero, but you know.
Yeah, your facial expression.
I'm just like I got the older art style here, and I've already been spoiled by the new, you know, like. So we'll make this happen. It's all good.
Good luck. Good luck.
Thank you. I'm gonna need that.
All right.
Today's actual topic. We were talking about wanting more sequels and prequels. Because sometimes you want to see more of the universe. So let's see.
I got a good one to start it with. Everyone will agree. All right.
Sequel, that's right. I definitely agree. A prequel.
No, sequel, not a prequel.
My man's waving to the baby.
I know he is.
She just woke up. She's waving too.
Hi. For disclosure, I think prequels are whack. If you're going to do a prequel, you should start it off like that. Just saying. Right?
That doesn't make any sense.
I don't need a prequel. If you want to do a flashback
this coming from a nigga who's definitely watched the Bardock, Father of Goku, like more than once.
Yo, that's a good movie though.
That's a prequel.
Yeah,
that's
a prequel, bro.
That's just a movie. It's just a movie.
We never say anything about canon or nothing, but that's still a prequel to how it all started.
It's a movie. They're just letting me know. Just give me the story. I know who Bardock was. Wilding. I know who he was. They didn't say it was Goku's father at the bat. You know what I'm saying? It was already too late. I was too deep into Bardock.
You didn't hold on. You didn't know Bardock was Goku's dad?
No, I'm just making
the movie's
up.
Literally called Bardock, the father of Goku.
Yeah, just trying to make it sound good. Know what I mean,
okay, got you.
My man's talking about prequel. You know what anime really needs? It needs both a prequel and a sequel.
What?
Yu Yu Hakusho. Yu Hakusho. Give me
that
Yu
was Yu one Hakusho. On my list. Yo, yes,
you can go so many different avenues with the Yu Yu Hakusho prequel. You can talk about his father in the demon land. Talking about what has happened, you could talk. Give me Toguro as a spirit detective, like give me his story with Genkai.
Okay, or
even Shinsui's story. You can go either way. You can go so many routes with the prequel.
You don't need a full prequel. You can just do like an episode of a flashback.
No.
That's the problem with Naruto, right? Naruto had so many flashbacks. It should have just had a different show. Like
Naruto went back to the same fucking flashback. Like,
yeah,
how many times the swing and Sasuke and Naruto fighting and Naruto fighting at the Valley End. How many times we had to go back to that?
We did go back to
that. Yo, that swing had more screen time than Tenten. I've seen that meme so many times.
Yeah, that's so true. Poor
how many times? How many times did we have to go freaking see Itachi slaughter the Uchiha clan? Specifically his parents.
Right.
I mean,
you gotta watch it again.
They cut him up a lot.
Flashing back every single episode, every other episode. Ridiculous.
It's just like Spider-Man and Uncle Ben. You gotta kill him again, dog.
You gotta kill him again every movie.
Yo, that's why MCU switched it up. It's like, nah, we're not even gonna talk about Uncle Ben right now.
Yeah, that's right. They did.
Good call, guys. We're tired of seeing Uncle Ben die.
Yeah. Yu Yu Hakusho prequel. I'm not about it. I might watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't see Ty on future episodes, you understand why. Like, y'all understand. Y'all understand why.
Like, you could even do a prequel with young Genkai. That was my original thought. Like, a prequel with just her.
There you go.
Coming up as spirit detective. Like, why not? That would be a cool concept.
Fight in the dark tournament. We already know she's ill.
Yeah, but how'd she get there?
Exactly.
You don't want to know the story of somebody else in the universe? Like, nah. We get it. We already know how Genkai ends. What was her beginning?
I don't need to know because I'm the main character.
You're stupid. Right? Yo, I guarantee you, if One Piece ever came out about a prequel with freaking Jolly Roger or whatever, this dude will be all over it.
His eyes were like,
this dude will be all over it. How did this dude become the gold captain?
Because I want to know what the treasure is. Like, is it even a treasure or did freaking Gold it's Roger not,
going
say that?
I'm going to tell you right now, it's not going to be a treasure. It's not going to be a real treasure. Because I know it.
He could have made a treasure or he could have just did it to stir up the entire pirate world.
Yeah, look at this. Now all of a sudden prequels aren't so lame, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Now all of a sudden prequels aren't so lame, right?
All I'm saying is they don't even need to do a prequel for it. They just need to put it into one of the stories, like as a flashback. Like someone tells somebody the truth.
You just want to, because all right, your story is so long, like One Piece. This story is so long that maybe having an entire series dedicated to it isn't a good idea because you'd never get to see the end of it. At this point in time, it'd be going for 40 more years. But a flashback in that case, I guess. But I'm thinking, nah, something like Naruto, I feel like, sorry, I think it needs a spinoff, prequel. Like, even though you got to see bits and pieces of Minato growing up and stuff like that, I feel like a look at the first, second Great Ninja War, stuff like that would have been cool. Mm-hmm. Going back in time to the future to Boruto, everything's modernized, but I want things real tribal, people also just using shurikens and learning jutsu.
I kind of want to. I also need to figure out who the other two teammates of Minato's that they straight up disrespected.
That's a really good point.
They ain't even care. You know what? The thing is, Kishimoto was straight up blatant about it, because you see Naruto, Sasuke, and Sakura, and Kakashi, they got their team picture. You see Minato with Kakashi, Obito, and Rin, they got their team picture. You're even the third with Jiraiya, Orochimaru, and Tsunade, they got their team picture. Then you see Jiraiya and Minato just Jiraiya Minato is like, yeah. And then you see the two people off to the side just standing like this. And then it's silhouettes. You see the silhouettes. I was like, wow, y'all didn't even try to put effort into figuring out who those two teammates were.
Right. You were like, we are not making any story. Random jabronis.
They were irrelevant.
Well, this is going to be a random Kunoichi, and it's going to be a random, like, rival.
Yeah, but it wasn't even a rival. It ain't nobody rivaling Minato. Like, it was just some random dude.
Yeah, but, like, all right. So, Minato's story specifically. Wouldn't it be cool to watch him kind of, like, struggle before he became the Yellow Flash of the Leaf? And then you get the little bit of the White Fang, too. Because but then before you saw... he learns that technique, he's just a regular dude.
But then, like, you saw in the, like, flashback when, Kushina, like, when Naruto's mom was telling her story about how she fell in love with him or whatever, it's just like, my man was, like, fucking a beast. Yeah. He was, like, a beast even as a kid. So I'm just like, I kind of want to see him struggle, but it's just like, you already showed us he was still a beast as a kid, so, like, you got to make it make sense or hope that people forgot.
I also think that's why they spun off Boruto instead, because he's kind of got that Minato flair, but he kind of got that Sasuke. He's Naruto with parents. Like, he's sort of everything everybody already wanted him to be. So, like, all right, fine.
I might start reading the manga now. They get into the karma stuff.
Yeah.
I just saw a clip where they were at the part where Boruto and the kids were fighting that dude from Karma. I forgot his name. We gave it a B.
Wait, time out. Are you saying you just read the last chapter? The most recent?
He saw a clip, right? Online?
I saw the clip of where they're at in the anime.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
I also read the chapter with old girl. Mm-hmm. She's going to be a force to be reckoned with.
Because, like, I don't know, the way they were describing their powers, it's almost kind of hard. And then that little boy, her brother.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to explain this thing, but it's just, I don't know, it's going to be tough to fight those three.
There you go.
If you're not Sasuke or Naruto.
They've been nerfed now, though. So.
Yeah, they've been nerfed. Because, you know, in the Naruto world, like, once you become an adult, you just probably just get nerfed for no reason.
Yeah, but they may have been nerfed, but, like, fighting those kids, that's just more like, you know, understanding their power versus they're not, like, overly powered. They just, the tricks to their power is what makes them great.
It's going to be interesting to see how they fight it off, though.
You're right. Yeah. Oh, wait.
See?
No, what you call it? Is he immune to the girl? Why am I blank on his name? Boy that they took in. Naruto's family took in.
Oh, all right then.
Kawaki?
Yeah, Kawaki. He's immune to her power.
Okay. No one else is.
I'm just saying, you got one dude, though. I'm saying you already got one dude. That's one.
And we already know Kawaki kind of is going to turn at some point, because they already showed that.
That's how they started Boruto, with him turning.
With him and Boruto fighting. But, like, they look like teenagers, so obviously there's going to be a time jump at some point.
Yeah. But, my question is, did he turn? Is he being manipulated? Or did, when he reactivated the karma, I don't even know the name.
Like, Mondo, take over?
Whatever. Did they take over his body?
It's a good question. But, like, I think... Well,
I guess we'll find
opening,
out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The opening scene is, like, Kawaki, did you destroy the Leaf Village or something like that? And he's like, yeah. And so it's like, there's a lot of questions to be answered. Like, where's Naruto? Where's Sasuke? First off, like, where are the people that protect this place? And then, like, everyone's like, nah, Naruto had to be sealed away, like, or something, because there's no way he wouldn't be there. Right.
Well, no, Naruto was, like, stabbed because Boruto was holding him.
Is he stabbed in that?
He was like,
he shows up to, he and falls down and on onto Boruto's shoulder or something like that, right? Is that scene? We're talking about the first opening scene of Boruto.
They didn't show Naruto there at all. All
right,
I thought they showed Boruto holding Naruto.
I think that's a scene later in Boruto.
Oh,
I think, yeah.
Well,
sorry.
Anyway, I think.
But yeah. Kawaki might not be the actual villain in the story. Like, they originally started writing it, I think Kawaki was supposed to be, but he might not actually turn out to be the villain at that point in time. He might just be someone who's a, like an unfortunate circumstance kind of person.
We shall see.
I see.
Yeah, exactly. Like they have a storyboard, but they can flex on it. You know, they can do whatever they want to because they did say they were going to maybe change something and change some of the drawing and animation and stuff like that.
They've been flexing on the manga the whole time.
Sorry. What about another one?
So we said Cowboy Bebop. We said Yu Yu Hakusho show.
All right. Before this one even ends, I already want a sequel. My Hero Academia. I want to see Deku as an adult.
Oh, that'd be nice. I can get down with that kind of a sequel.
Great.
Give me Todoroki.
So, yes, Todoroki should be in it too. And I also think one of them should be evil. Like, how did he get there? You know, like, I think that's a great idea. You know,
I mean, if anybody was going to turn, that's the thing. In the beginning, I would say if anybody was going to turn, it would be Bakugo. But like the way he is now, he actually might be the
anchor to like hold Bakugo's a hero. He ain't switching.
Yeah. Yeah,
my bad.
No,
what was his name? Explosion, God, Murder, Death, or whatever he was called now.
He gets pissed every time someone calls him Bakugo. He's like, no.
No, that's the stupidest hero name, man. It is ridiculous.
His name's way too long. I can't with it.
Yeah, hit him with the abbreviation or something. But yeah, that's one of the universes I want to see continued because I know the author said he don't want to write it no more. I'm like, why? This is the story of how I became the greatest hero. Okay, what about the story of continuing the greatest hero's legacy? Like, why not watch that? That sounds like a great idea.
someone else should take over. Like, if he's not going to do it.
Somebody else should take over, but he's going to have to master all these powers. There's probably going to be one super overpowered power that he's going to have to master last, and then you'll never get to see him use it again.
True.
That's how anime is.
I want a prequel. Like, I want them to animate the prequel to Attack on Titan. Give me what happened before the fall of the Titans. I want to see the Titan War. I want to see how King Fritz did what he did. Like, give me all of that.
What are you talking about? Also the God Titan or what, the Founding Titan? The one?
Yeah, with Emira as well.
I want to see that one. Like, don't give me a name and a story and never show it to me. That's upsetting. I always thought from Attack on Titan, we get to see her. Nah, nothing. No go.
That one I can almost understand in the prequel because I feel like there's so much information in that one where it's just like, I'm just fully lost. And
I'm just going to point out to everyone, when we first started this episode, Ty was like, nah, prequels are stupid. What is that, four, three, 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 four? You're like, yeah, I could kind of see that.
Yeah, well, we all know he was wilding.
Make
any type of sense,
right? All right, another one. You watched Soul Eater, right?
No, I haven't seen that.
You didn't see Soul Eater? I thought you were talking about it like not too long ago. All right. Anyway, Soul Eater's I was talking about it, but yeah, Soul Eater is an anime.
I think it was a popular one.
Yeah, it's really good. But the problem with Soul Eater is that it stopped right after like was the escape of the Kishin, which is like a random god of destruction or something like that, right? And it's like the manga kept going but the anime just stopped, so that's something I want to see. Like, it's not a sequel, just continue the show. Please write more or animate more. It's fine. I'd love to see it happen, but that was, you know, it was like a letdown. Like, oh, okay, the show's over. It's like, nah, it's definitely not over.
I kind of like them to have changed the way Samurai Champloo ended, because I feel like there could have been more adventures.
Oh, so you want like a not even a sequel or prequel? It's like an intermittent show where they like just go on more adventures before the final.
Well, not even that. Like, they shouldn't. I don't think they should have broke up.
Oh, they should fulfill the quest.
But I'm saying
someone dies at the end of it, though, right?
No, no one dies.
No one dies?
Ironically, no one dies.
All right, then get them met back up.
She just finally admits that it was a lie the whole time because they definitely didn't land on heads or whatever, or tails, true, whatever they, it was a coin toss.
But then it was like, you know, after the lie, you could have been like, well, you know, we felt like we've been friends this whole time, you know, buddy, buddy. You basically have been together for, I don't even know how long that was, but you could have just, you know, moved on as a group. BFFs, the same. That's what, yeah, no, that would be, just because I like the fight scenes in there. So.
That's a good point. That's pretty good. That's a good point. And the music. The music there too. Just like Cowboy Bebop. Oh man. Like more of that soundtrack, please.
Honestly, they could do Cowboy Bebop because they could say he didn't die. Like he was severely hurt, but he didn't die. They could pull him off.
So well, like Cowboy Bebop, I like their stories, but I almost feel like it's like at this point, maybe one of their kids' stories or like, you know, somebody else's story that would like randomly runs into them because they run into a lot of random people. So like they kind of continue the show that way as opposed to having it like be directly related to the original people. Because I think Cowboy Bebop itself shouldn't be touched. I think, okay, here's a better idea. Sorry. We actually have the ship Cowboy Bebop, and that's what the show is named after. And it's the next crew of the Cowboy Bebop.
Oh, see a little plot twist you did there.
Yeah. That way it kind of maintains the name, but it's like Cowboy Bebop, the next crew.
Like Star Trek, the next generation.
Oh. Guys, I'm a nerd, but I ain't that bad.
I mean, my next one's kind of a cheat because I think they're already working on something, but give me a sequel to Death Note.
Yes.
Give me someone else who can control. Like, I don't want a reboot with like Light and L and everything. Give me someone else in control of the Death Note. Give me someone, a new rival. I mean, we can keep Ryuk if we can get the same voice actor from way back.
Oh, hell yes. That'd be amazing.
If we can keep Ryuk. But
how about, I
kind of want to see someone new.
Yeah, no, you're right. Ryuk should appear though. Like at some point, he should be like around. He should be seen. He should be like, oh, you got one of those guys too? All right, cool.
No, like, I still want it to be like his Death Note, like keep Ryuk as the Shinigami, but like give me a new person that finds the book.
Yeah. You know, so you kind of like transition to Death Note, the book, like same like Cowboy Bebop, I was just saying, like have Ryuk just maintain and just be like the one that's effing up the world. I love it.
Like, he's like, yo, man, it's like, you remember what happened with Kira? It's like, it's been so long. People started forgetting about Kira, but now a new person's coming back and it's just like, oh, is it Kira again?
How about, yeah, that'd be great. Like a new Kira. Ooh. Mm-hmm. How about
you're excited?
I am excited because the concept of these, like the ideas of these are like, it's just like, I would love to see them pan out, but I don't write stories. But like, how about also a prequel for Death Note? Like, how did the Shinigami come to exist? Like, I get it's supposed to be a god of destruction, but who could put their power into the book? Mm. Like, you know, the inception of the Shinigami. Like, at some point there was a dude, he decided to thread some needle into the book, and suddenly like Ryuk appears and he's like, so this is how we're doing this, huh? And now I'm changing this book. Fine. Like, I think that would be a cool concept. Just saying, like, I really, really do wish that like some of these universes would be expanded to include stuff like that. Like, I don't want a flashback for that. That's an entire story.
It really is.
Ty, you should almost like 100% agree about my next one.
Let me hear
Fairy Tale.
Oh, that definitely needs a sequel.
Right.
I need to know what happened. Like,
well, yeah, I need to know what happened. I need to know what happens with Natsu's kid and Lucy's kid, because let's be honest, that's the couple.
Yep.
All right. Do they still hang out with Grand Juvia's kid? Because they don't have a kid yet, but they should have a kid. What kind of power does that kid have?
I don't know. Like, then, don't forget, you got Gajel and the girl with the voice power.
No, oh, yeah, she's like say power, a word. But yeah.
Oh no, Josh. You're right. She dried up.
Gajel and Levy. That was the one. Yeah. Boom. Like,
there's plenty of
that would be amazing.
There's plenty of children to make it. And then who's the guild master now?
It's got to be Ezra.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Sorry. She was already the guild master at some point, but it's got to be her. Yeah. Like, if we're going to do like a not too deep sequel, mm-hmm. you know, and then maybe she passes the torch to somebody else. But like, that's a story I'd love to see. Also, like, I know it kind of started like as like the beginning of stuff, mm-hmm. but there was an entire like time and like the random like studying of magic in the very beginning of Fairy Tale.
Oh, you mean with some more of. With oh my goodness, what is?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. With
his name, you know what I'm talking about.
Natsu's brother.
Yeah,
Zarif.
Zarif, there it is. Yeah. I mean, they yeah. basically gave a flashback.
They did, but there was an entire magic society at that point. Mm-hmm. Why did that society cease to exist? And then we have the new society that doesn't really do magic like that.
I want to say Zarif killed everybody.
Zarif left that society. He didn't. He didn't. No, no, no. Zarif didn't kill everybody. He did, actually. Sorry.
my man pulled an Itachi.
No. Zarif's power kills people by accident. Yeah. He is the curse of contradiction. So he's walking. So the happier he gets, the more people around him just die.
Yeah.
Like randomly. So he actually had to go into the middle of the forest and just be dismal and not happy and for things not to die around him. But yeah. like before that ish happens, like this is entire society that we know nothing about. Like I got a glimpse of it. They studying magic and like creating magic. They weren't just like using it the way the people in the guilds are using it in the future.
That's true. I can get down with a sequel. Maybe a prequel. But definitely a
prequel. I think the sequel has a way stronger potential than the prequel in that situation. But yeah.
What's it called? Oh, you know what I need?
Go ahead.
I need fucking sequel. Damn, what was they did a manga for the sequel and they're currently doing a reboot now, but I want them to animate the sequel to Shaman King.
I read about the reboot.
They did the manga, Shaman King Flowers with Yo and Anna's son, which is Beast, but it was like it stopped after like 13 chapters. Uh-huh. And I want more. I want them to continue on with that manga and I want them to animate it. The reboot is already going. I think they're like 15-16 episodes in, but I haven't watched it yet. The reboot's quite on, like, apparently follows the manga more closely, but uh-huh. I need it all. I need it. I need it.
Right?
Where's that SpongeBob? I need it.
So I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Like, no, like it's Beast.
So here's one. I don't think any of you guys. Shaman King. No, Shaman King was good, but Hitman Reborn. I don't think any of you guys have seen this, but
I haven't seen it. I heard of it.
That one could definitely get a sequel. I was lit about it because, like, they pretty much show the kid, you know, becoming the leader of the mafia and all that, but then there was like some kind of a forced time skip because one of the villains could control time and space, so like he went to the future, so they had to go into the future to stop him. So there was a whole lot of that, but then they came back once they defeated him. But I think they should have a sequel because I want to see what these guys look like when they get older. Cause I mean, the mafia group has been formed. They all have their rings for their powers and stuff. So I want to see what they look like getting older and possibly another stronger evildoer or someone to attack the mafia.
Ooh,
so
very cool. Very cool.
Mongolia. That's what their mafia was.
Mongolia.
Mm.
sorry, I don't know. Anyways, so the last one I had thought about was actually Full Metal Alchemist, a little bit more in that universe because I feel like it was a really small, tight universe. Even though we got Brotherhood,
so what do you want? A sequel or a prequel?
Ooh, I see. I hadn't thought about that. I just thought about adding it to the list. So, no.
Does not have a choice.
This is exactly what the whole damn episode's about.
I know. Yeah, exactly. Sorry. So Full Metal Alchemist, it could have a prequel. Like, let's be honest. Before, what is it? Ed's father, like, you know, Ed Now's father, like, goes out. Like, you want to know about the establishment of the state alchemy system and stuff like that? That would be a really cool concept. Like, where did alchemy come from? You know, kind of have an idea about that from Full Metal, but Or you could do like the reverse and do the sequel where you get like maybe Al has a kid too, but probably not. But like Ed and Winry, they're gonna be having a kid. They should.
Okay.
and follow them because, you know, maybe this kid has the ability to summon without circles. Maybe do like a Naruto situation where he's a complete and utter like failure at summoning, or not summoning, but alchemy.
Yeah.
And he becomes like, you know, the pro state alchemist, and maybe he brings down the state alchemy system. I don't know.
I have a question because I haven't watched Full Metal Alchemist. Does his brother get turned back into a human? I've always wanted to know.
This is a major spoiler, so
you haven't watched.
No, I could. So the reason why, here's why I didn't watch it. I was thoroughly tight when his brother was like, you know, his body was taken and he had to go put in that thing.
You were tight on episode one?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, what?
I was tight. I was thoroughly pissed.
You mean the very first episode?
Yeah, this is when Full Metal Alchemist like first time came out, and I was like, you know, watching anime as a young pup. So like I was like, yo, I ain't about this life. So I just moved on. But you guys talking
that
about
note,
it.
And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching the episode of Anime Brother. Nah, see, real talk. Watch Brotherhood.
Yeah, Brotherhood's a little bit more bridged.
That gives you the same question story. Like, it's really good. It gives you the real story because it's close to manga. Whatever Full Metal Alchemist did beforehand, that's a whole bunch of filler and whatnot.
It's so crazy, like 60%, man. What?
Ridiculous.
At that point, the main story is not even the main story. The filler is the main story.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways,
so
yeah.
We are running short on time. So, ladies and gentlemen, once again, thank you for another episode of Anime Brothers. You know what to do. Follow us on all social media. So what we got? At Anime Brothers. We got Instagram. Yep. We got Twitter.
Yeah.
We got Facebook.
Yeah.
IG, TikTok.
Yep.
There we go.
Yep.
There's a five. There's a five. At Anime Brothers, follow us.
Yeah. Get on it. Follow us. Have a good weekend, actually, because we air on Friday.
Right. And actually, just wanted to let you know, like, this may be my last episode for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, as of this recording, we got four more days until my son will be born. That's the due date. We'll see what, happens.
Literally, no matter what happens, when this episode releases, you're going to have a kid.
Yeah.
That is true. Like, so this is the last episode you see me without having a kid. And this might be the last episode you see me for a while before I take my paternity leave from the podcast.
Hell yeah. I got you.
Yeah, it's funny because my girl, Steph, was just like, oh, yeah. She's like, you don't have to start recording. It's just 2 hours. I was just like, whoa. The other two guys got their paternity leave. I'm taking mine. Relax.
Whoa,
don't be taking my vacation time away, all right?
Right.
Listen, we could just Jamil and I will jump into more manhwas.
I like it. I'm down to hold it down that way.
Yep.
I mean,
and if I do pop in, I'll be if I do pop in, I'll be popping in on my laptop from the girlfriend's house. So y'all missed the background of Konoha.
you got that unique shine.
Nice.
Right.
Exactly.
You got a different shine going on today. Right, like a diamond.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool though. Man, I'm excited for you. We don't want to see you with those bags under your eyes, so make sure you get that sleep.
Bro.
Don't forget to eat. I promise you, you will pass out if you don't eat.
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
Also, what do you have? DoorDash, Grubhub? What do you use?
I mean, I hate those delivery services.
Oh, so right.
You going? We just order out from places. We order from places that like do delivery, like actual delivery from their own places.
Okay.
Oh, nice. All right. Gotcha. Yeah. It's respecting the industry.
Yeah.
Respecting the game and paying less.
True.
Like,
I mean, the only thing that's gonna be killer is now that I'm gonna be at her place for the majority of the time. It's Chick-fil-A Fridays ain't gonna be a thing.
Oh,
I would normally grab Chick-fil-A before I go up and go see her.
Nah, man, but adios.
There's no Chick-fil-A near where she lives.
No,
nah.
There's only one in Massachusetts, I feel like, man.
No. There's probably one on the South Shore. There's more than one Chick-fil-A in Massachusetts.
I'm not about to get Chick-fil-A.
If you tell me there's only one... If you tell me there's only one Chick-fil-A in the South Shore and it's located in freaking my city, that's wild. Like, no, that can't be right. Got your wife sending me snaps of your daughter dancing.
Is that what my phone just went off? Is that what my phone just went off?
Yeah.
Oh no. Oh no.
That is. Well, actually, it's probably funny.
Yo, she hears the music. They got to dance.
She loves the bounce and dance, man. It's crazy.
She's going to be a dancer.
I mean, what'd you expect? She's your kid.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I feel ballet in her future. Or, no, not ballet. What's the other dance one? I forget.
The other dance one?
Yeah.
Hip-hop dance?
Yeah. Oh, okay. One of those ones. You know, they did it in school. You know what I'm talking
about. I'm not sure if I want my daughter to be doing hip hop.
Fine, in ballet.
I want her to be a B-boy. How about that? Be out here getting subjectified and stuff. Objectified, not subjective.
No, I'm only basing it off her dancing.
Yeah.
Y'all stupid. I mean, let's be honest. She got you and Melissa as a parent. And then Melissa's family, like, let's be honest, she gonna be dancing.
Yeah,
you might as well just accept the fact. Put her in ballet at like 3 or 4.
I can just
make sure she got rhythm.
Make sure she got rhythm.
She actually does have a little rhythm. Music comes on, and she starts bobbing her head like, "Yeah, that's right." And I'm like, "Okay, kid, you got a little bit of, you know how to ride the beat. That's cool."
I'm sorry.
He goes, "You left me alone so long. How could you, father?"
Just on the ground.
We got it on recording.
Hey, our fault, ladies and gentlemen. We straight up said we're gonna end this episode, and we kept it moving. Cause we love y'all. We have to give y'all that announcement though. But thank you guys for listening to another episode of Anime Brothers. And you know, that most definitely, Ty and Jimmy will be seeing you next time.
Yes, sir.
So, I don't know about me. I'm going to be gone for a while, but thank you guys for listening. These guys will keep it entertaining while I'm gone. And I will see you. I will be back as soon as I possibly can. But thank you for listening to us for all these many weeks. Our 1 year is coming up soon.
Yes, it is.
I don't know. When do we first release our episode? August 19th?
Let me check. I can check.
It's August something, yeah.
It was definitely August for sure.
Anniversary day.
I feel like I don't know why that date is getting stuck in my head, but I feel like it was August 19th.
7th, August 7th.
Oh.
Oh, wow. I was definitely wrong. Oh, that's sooner than I thought.
Wow.
Much sooner.
All right. Yep. That's cool.
Wait, when is August 7th? Is that a film day? Or is that a post day?
It's probably a middle of the week day.
so the 6th. We post on the 6th, so.
This exact episode?
Oh, okay. That works.
Yeah, I can just post.
No, we
can
not do this episode.
Is it not? All right.
There's going to be a lot of editing
for our 1 year.
Because we're recording.
Yeah. Sorry. The magic of editing. Thank you, Tasso Fly. Oh, your name changed. I just realized again.
Oh, dang. Oh, there we go. It's fine. They actually don't show up in the video.
Oh, all right.
At least from what I've seen.
Good. All right. Well, we're going to hit it with the
Annie out. Wait, did you already do the ending?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. We did it before, and then we just kept talking. Yo,
I'm dead. All right, I'm about to cut this.
Doing my Sailor Moon.
Nah, I mean, you don't got to cut it all. Sailor Moon. But yes, listeners, thank you very much, and we will see you next time.
All right. Annie out, y'all.
Peace. Annie out. Peace.